Oh, allora ci siamo per quel che riguarda l'intervista odierna. Andremo a parlare dell'album Crux, appena uscito per Glasser. Dietro questa sigla c'è un artista di New York, Cameron Mazero, un progetto molto interessante tra elettronica, melodia, un cantato che può ricordare per certi versi anche due nomi, soprattutto da una parte Bjork e dall'altra Austra, un progetto che quindi oggi andremo ad approfondire con l'artista, appunto con Glasser, intanto All Lovers. L'album si intitola Crux ed è il terzo lavoro per Glasser, all'anagrafe Cameron Mazero. un artista di Boston che vive a New York e che abbiamo raggiunto al telefono per parlare di questo disco. Lei torna dopo 10 anni dal precedente album intitolato Interiors. Hi Cameron, and welcome here to Radio Città Aperta.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm very glad because, as you said before, I very appreciate this new album, your third album. So, the previous one was in 2013. It takes a long time to come back with this new stuff.
Yeah, it took me a long time anyway. Some people can do it faster. But I was very tired of making albums at that time, so I needed a break.
Okay. E lei dice sì, tante persone, tanti musicisti fanno degli album in maniera molto più veloce, invece per lei è servito molto più tempo, anche perché l'aveva stancata molto realizzare un disco. What was the difficulties for the previous album to make an album and so at the end to say, okay, I'm very tired of this and I want to take a break?
I think there's a certain, I think that being an artist in the public brings with it some kind of difficulties that I was a little too sensitive for, and I needed to kind of be on my own for a bit.
E quindi dice che, beh, per un artista poi anche l'approccio pubblico talvolta diventa un qualcosa che va a incidere sulla propria privacy, quindi ha sentito veramente il desiderio di prendere uno stacco dalla musica o comunque da realizzare un album. But did you take a break from the music in general or only from to make an album?
I think I did take a little bit of break from music, but okay. I have always been a great enjoyer of listening to music. Yeah. I listen to music basically all day long. I had a really nice time listening for a while, and then I got back to making it.
Ok, quindi sì, stanca della musica, ma di essere lei la protagonista, non di ascoltarla, anzi, quella è sempre fonte di stimolo. Anzi, so che lei ha fatto anche degli studi sul canto balcanico e questo poi lo ha utilizzato per questo nuovo album, per Cooks. I know that in the meantime you have studied Balkanic voices, and so you put this... just learning in this new album. So I remember a very important record Let Me Start the Voice Bulgar for 4D Records, Il Mistero delle Voci Bulgari. Can you tell us something about your study about Balkanic voice and what inspires you to make these studies?
Yes. It was that record, actually. I was listening to that record, and it was making me really curious about that tradition. And I started taking lessons, and immediately I started writing songs again. And I would just recommend to anyone who's ever stuck in not being able to move forward in what they're doing to maybe switch it up and take lessons, even if you already think you know what you're doing. It's very helpful.
Ok, e dice proprio, ha preso ispirazione proprio dall'album del Mistero delle Voci Bulgare, disco insomma che uscì nella fine degli anni 80 per la 4D, e da lì si è incuriosita e ha preso proprio degli studi, e lei lo raccomanda proprio di approfondire e di allargare proprio le visioni della propria espressione artistica e quindi di prendere anche studi che possano poi arricchire sia la propria cultura, ma anche poi è utile per poter mettere il tutto in campo per quel che riguarda le proprie produzioni. And now we have Crooks, a very beautiful album where there is electronic, there is pop, melodic pop, but in a very interesting way. And so can you tell us something about this new album? What inspires you and why did you need to come back now with this title?
Well, I felt I was all ready to go, actually, at the start of 2020. And then the world changed, and I decided to use the time to, you know, spend more time on music and maybe make something that was more about beauty. I was coming back with a record that sounded a lot more hard and sonically hard, like more electronic. But I wanted to, when I was feeling the world suffering, I wanted to think about beauty and express beauty, the beauty of life. And so that's what this record is really all about. And that, we would say, is the crux of the matter. That's where the title comes from.
Ok, quindi lei aveva pronto un album comunque del materiale nuovo più o meno nel 2020, poi è successa la pandemia e tutti i drammi che hanno caratterizzato quel periodo, e lei allora ha voluto rendere quell'album, che aveva delle sonorità più dure, un qualcosa di più morbido, un qualcosa che esalta maggiormente la bellezza della vita. E proprio questo album si concentra su questo argomento: dalle difficoltà si arriva però ad avere un messaggio positivo, e devo dire che dalle note emerge molto bene, ed è un qualcosa che magari adesso andiamo ad approfondire con un altro brano che si intitola Easy, che è anche un videoclip di lancio. If you agree, now we are going to listen another song, Easy, that is also a videoclip and a single.
Nice. Thank you.
Ok, and so Easy per Glasser, qui ospite a Radio Città Aperta, per quel che riguarda la trasmissione chiamata Puzzle Easy. Altro bellissimo brano di Glasser da questo suo lavoro chiamato Crux. E questa è la musica di Glasser, di Cameron Metro, qui con noi su Radio Città Aperta. E quindi ho detto a Cameron che ho molto apprezzato la sua musica e questo brano, che è anche il singolo, Easy. So, I said to you that this song, it moves me something inside me, and so it's very intense in the way of your thinking. So, congratulations for this return.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We said that you have studied Balkanic voices. I know that that there is something from Celtic culture, because maybe you came, your pastor came from Scotland or something like that. Is it correct?
Yes.
And so, have you a connection with Scotland in some way or not? It's only
actually
for the music.
A little bit, sort of. My name, Cameron, is a Scottish name, and I'm called Cameron because it's my family name on my mom's side. And I did actually go to Scotland this last year to work with an artist there who's also on my same label called Lomond Campbell. And he actually lives in the Highlands, where the Cameron clan come from.
Ok, quindi sì, le sue origini sono scozzesi, tra l'altro il nome Cameron è molto comune in Scozia, è stata tra l'altro in Scozia di recente nelle Highlands per collaborare con un artista che incide con la sua stessa etichetta, la One Little Indian. And so, about your label, it's very important to release with this, with One Little Indian, one of the best in the music, with a very important catalog. And so what it means for you?
Well, I mean, what it really means for me, I'm proud to be a part of their family, but I also, I have to say, like, they've been so supportive to me. Mm-hmm. Out of anybody I've ever worked with, they've been the most supportive, and it feels kind of like something that doesn't exist in the music industry anymore, so I'm really grateful to them.
E quindi dice sì, non solo è un'importante etichetta ed è molto orgogliosa di stare con loro, ma soprattutto sono molto collaborativi, supportano l'artista ed è una cosa rara nel mondo dell'industria musicale. Io ho quasi la sensazione che per lei questo sia proprio veramente un nuovo inizio artistico, musicale. I got the sensation that for you this album and to collaborate with the One Little Indian means in some way that you're starting again as a musician, as artist. I got this sensation. Is it correct or not?
As that's absolutely correct. Yes, it was a very, I mean, also the amount of time in between albums. All of my team are different now, and I'm different too. So it feels like starting again.
E quindi sì, è proprio così, è cambiato il team con cui collabora, ma è cambiata anche lei, è un qualcosa di nuovo, una ripartenza importante, quindi noi la stiamo raccontando insieme. And so, you said about that 2000, the COVID era, it was ready new stuff for you, but you changed the idea and to create something that celebrate the love, celebrate the beautiful of life. I think that it's very important in periods that are very rough, that are very rude, important of make art. What it means for you, make art?
To make art, I mean, I can't think of my life being, I can't think of my life without being able to create. I think it's really, it's an expression of self, but it's also a non-violent expression. And, you know, there's so much hurt in the world right now. It's better if you, better if you can express yourself instead.
Yes, I agree absolutely. Sì, quindi dice, gli ho chiesto, insomma, in un periodo cupo, nero, come è stato quello del periodo del Covid, ecco, quanto può essere importante realizzare dell'arte, quanto è stato importante per te fare d'arte. Lei dice, è proprio parte della sua vita, l'espressione di se stessi, anzi, se tutti o buona parte del mondo si buttasse proprio nella propria creatività, nell'espressione di se stessi, sicuramente le cose andrebbero in una maniera molto più salutare e bella. So, now you are living in New York, is it correct?
Yes, that's right.
And I'm curious about New York now for an artist. Which kind of situation is good? It was better in the past, or it's ever New York?
Oh, it's definitely not what it used to be in New York. New York is not cheap. It's very, very expensive place to live. But I still think it's great for the arts anyway. Like, there just isn't another place like New York.
E dice sì, no, New York è diventata carissima. Questo lo disse, me lo ricordo, in una vecchia intervista anche Tom Verlaine, purtroppo è venuto a mancare, che mi disse la stessa cosa di dei costi veramente alti per sopravvivere a New York, però nello stesso tempo è il luogo ideale dove poter fare arte, dove poter essere creativi e creare anche delle unioni insomma con altri artisti. So, are you planning live concert the next time?
Yes, I'm planning to go. I have a small tour booked in Europe, which I'm planning for, and some shows in the works in the United States as well, and hopefully also in Asia. Haven't gotten to Italy yet. I did play one time in Milan when I was opening for someone else on tour, but I would love to come to Italy.
Well, we will wait for you. I'm very curious to see you. Lei sta preparando dei concerti, piccoli show in Europa, anche negli Stati Uniti, in New York e poi anche in Asia. In Italia è venuta solo una volta a Milano e le piacerebbe molto tornare. Beh, aspettiamo insomma che possa essere anche da noi. But you will play alone or with other musicians?
I'll play with other musicians, hopefully. I would like to play with a full orchestra, but it doesn't seem like it's a possible thing for me to afford right now.
Ok, e quindi sì, no, le piacerebbe suonare con un'orchestra, però sta con una band, ecco. Are you four elements or four musicians? Are you understand well?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, you will play with other four musicians or not?
Four?
Yeah. Or
I don't know. Ah. I'm not sure how many I can bring this time.
Ah, ok. E quindi ancora non lo sa con quanti musicisti sarà dal vivo, però insomma porterà qualcuno con lei. And so, I just discovered, as you said before, when we have chatted in private, that your mother played in a band called Human Sexual Response, and later we will listen something from their album. And for me, it was a surprise because I got an album from them, an album from 81 called In a Roman Mood. We are in Rome now, and so it's perfect. And so, very curious that. And so, in some way, your mother an important for your idea to make music when you were a child or not?
Yes, absolutely. Both of my parents. My dad's also a musician.
Okay.
And both of my parents inspired my love of music and also encouraged me. They both are still encouraging me and very supportive. I'm very lucky.
It's very important, yes, in this way, absolutely. La sua mamma suonava in una band chiamata Human Sexual Response. Io ho un album chiamato In a Roman Mood e più tardi andremo ad ascoltare qualcosa da questo album. E in più anche il papà è musicista e entrambi l'hanno supportata nel fare musica, nel produrla. E adesso, insomma, abbiamo questo suo nuovo album che, ripeto, esce per One Little Indian, chiamato Crux. So, very interesting to speak with you about this album. So, can you tell us something about the lyrics? So, we said that, yes, you're thinking about to speak about love, to speak about the beautiful life, but inside there is something that want to express also that there is suffering in the world, and in the meantime you have to try to find yourself and try to become a better person. Is it correct?
Yes. A big thing that inspired this album was that a very close friend of mine died, and from an accidental drug. Mm-hmm. We here in America we have a problem with certain drugs. There's a drug called fentanyl that's been infecting a lot of other drugs that is killing a lot of people very quickly. And so my friend died from this, and this was a very profound experience for me. And I was dealing with that while making this album at the same time as the pandemic was happening. So it was quite a lot of suffering around that I was filtering through music.
Eh sì, insomma, il disco parte anche da un'analisi, poi insomma, che c'è tanta sofferenza nel mondo, e ci sono anche degli episodi che sono capitati proprio a persone care vicine a Cameron, ossia ad esempio la morte di un amico per droga. Anzi, la droga sta dilagando in maniera sempre più così cruenta, e tante persone stanno morendo violentemente. Quindi questo episodio, unito alla pandemia, ha spinto proprio Glasser a scrivere un qualcosa che, partendo dalla sofferenza, possa portare invece a qualcosa di più positivo nell'elogio della vita, e questo è molto molto importante. So, we are going to finish this interview. I ask you if you want to choose a song from your album.
Last one. Oh, wow, okay. What did you play already? You played All Lovers and Easy?
Yeah, I played the Lovers and Easy, yes, before.
I would say to play Mass Love.
Okay, perfect. So, Mass Love is important in these days to speak about love, because we see all around the world war, blood, crying, and so it's very important. I don't know if this song speak about the love of the people for the people around. So can you tell us something?
It's a story of basically choosing to love myself. But okay. I think when you love yourself, you're also giving love to other people. So
I agree. Sì, dice insomma. Questa canzone parla dell'amare se stessi, però proprio amando se stessi poi si arriva ad amare il mondo e a circondare il mondo d'amore. Se tutti facessero così, sarebbe un'ottima cosa. So, Cameron, it was a pleasure for me to speak with you and to speak about your album, Crooks.
Thank you, likewise. I'm so grateful to you for having me on your show.
It was a very good pleasure, and so we are going to listen Mass Love, Glasser. Thank you so much, and see you soon, I hope, in Italy and in Rome.
Me too. Okay, ciao.
Ciao.